Hello, Christina Rizzo. Thanks for tuning into the video, and I hope each and every one of you are doing well. I've been searching around for a great story this evening to share with you because I really do enjoy doing this, and hopefully I'm blessed to be on a bigger platform. So, because I love my country and I just love sharing stories like this. So, if you like the video, when you like the video, share, like, subscribe, and all that other good stuff. And I really appreciate you all's input as always. And that's why I try to comment to you all as easily as I can and continue doing things that the Lord Jesus has blessed me with. So, of course, immigration has always been a problem in this country for I don't know how many years. I believe the first person, how I became conservative in the first place. I already knew I was conservative growing up in a Democratic household, but when I came across Mike Gallagher, I mean, if it's safe to say his name, began listening to him back in 06. And like 06, between 06, 08, I just moved it, my first year of moving into this apartment around a lot of liberals, and I had to end up leaving the following year because it was just so unkept and unmanaged, and I just couldn't stay there. When I began listening to him, it was WIN, The Answer 560, and it's still called that to this day. And it was the Michael Medveds as well, the Dennis Prager, even Laura Ingraham when she was on radio, and they were just that concerned with the immigration crisis. And I got a lot of backlash for that because I worked with a lot of either Mexican Americans, Mexican immigrants, Chicanos, Latinos these days, Latinx, they're just as confused as black people what they want to call themselves, okay? Let's just be honest. And so when I expressed my position on that and knew that I wasn't all about this black and brown power because I independently had my own mind and politics, they dismissed me, just like the average black person. Especially because in the state of Illinois, you have to select what party you want to vote for. And I mentioned this on a recent interview with the guys at a local radio station where I live here in Texas. So that's what I knew. And when the way I look at it, that's why I know that being a Christian is the best religion, because the more people are upset of your position, apparently you're doing something right. And I learned this from Kirk Cameron himself when I was following his ministry, The Way of the Master. The way he would evangelize people, he and Ray Comfort, but now they're doing their own thing, and who knows what happened with that background. And so I knew it wasn't all about this black and brown power structure. Even some of the things that, and I won't repeat my re experience working with Mexican students, I knew we weren't on the same boat politically. A lot of them coming from Mexico, they see black people as second-class citizens. And I've even come across Mexicans darker than I am, or more heavily melanated, if you want to say that. Those that are in the Veracruz and the Guerrero area. So, Having a position against illegal immigration, I've never been ashamed of, especially after I understood clearly. Don't get me wrong, but there are a lot of things I don't tolerate from Black Americans either. I've even mentioned, did a whole live on interracial crime that Colin Flaherty used to speak about. So I don't give Black Americans a pass because I go by what's right. White Americans too, Asian Americans, if I hear something that is not right, I'm gonna say it. Because it's about right or wrong, not about race. Sin is the problem, okay? So Senator Ted Cruz, I mean, who else don't want to is not concerned about the immigration problem? You know how many Border Patrol agents we have right now? Over 19,000. Not even 20,000 Border Patrol agents. Yeah, we have 11 million illegal immigrants as far as I know. One third of them are incarcerated. If not more. And yet, Trump was the only one that was close to solving the immigration problem. Trying to keep it controlled, one of the best border walls we ever had. Once he was gone, Biden blindly, Bill, and even Bill O'Reilly said this. 14 executive orders Biden signed once he was sworn in, blindly did it. Allowing illegal immigration? No problem. Come on in. Increase of gas prices like we experiencing now? No problem. Petroleum oil, even though it may cost millions their jobs. It broke my heart that those number of blue collar workers in Michigan, even one of them sobbed, losing his pension and most of his livelihood, one stroke of a pen. So now we got people like Abbott that's trying to solve the immigration part problem, doing his own thing. Then we had the governor of Tennessee. I've done the Rumble videos on it. You can go back and look at it. It's the same channel. The name channel is the same. And now we got Senator Cruz speaking out against this. I saw the clip on the Charlie Kirk show this morning. So here's a few things that he wants to do. Okay, and this is going to be the title of the video. So you won't, and it's a new video, so you won't easily miss it. What Ted Cruz would do about the illegal immigration problem. One, triple border patrol agents. There was even a captain, I think she was in Arizona or Texas, I'm not sure. And she wants to triple the agents as well. So over 19,000, as I have the exact number right in front of me. Currently, since 2019, we have 19,648, excuse me, Border Patrol agents as we speak. Since 2019. We've been having this problem since the 80s, and now some Americans want to submit to this issue. There was an illegal immigrant living in a church for several months. She's lived here for 10 years. She was deported at first. I think her name was Vera or whatever her name was. And there were even Americans calling her a hero for breaking our immigration laws. And I know it's their excuses are BS. You know why? Because I know I can count a number of Mexicans who followed the immigration laws the right way, and today they are US citizens. Just like any other person, race and gender want to play victim. Now we got the LGBT people that want to play victim. You give a person an inch, they want to take a mile. This is what happens. Secondly, finish the wall and increase surveillance. Because during the evening is their busiest time. What did she call it? Their adversaries, the coyotes, where they work overtime. And they're one of the most dangerous people that you can ever come across because they're about that bag. So if you're willing to pay $5,000 to come into the country illegally, why can you pay that much money and more to follow the immigration process, unless you have a criminal record? So they serve in the military. Any legal resident can serve in the military. You have to be a U.S. citizen to be an officer. I mean, God bless them for their service. That still doesn't justify breaking laws. Thirdly, in birthright citizenship. What do you think he means by that? Remember the Michael Savage used to call them the Red Diaper Dobie babies. I don't know if they're the same as the Anchor babies. Mothers that hurry up and give birth when they know they're giving birth, and they hurry up and cross the border so they can have that child. Once that child lands that baby, that child's a U.S. citizen by birth. And now the parent can't leave because they got to take care of the child. No, that doesn't work either. Because the best example people have said, children have been separated from their families when a parent has gone to jail. And guess what? They find someone that could take care of their child. So why is this any different? They still broke the law. So for the sake of time, there's a lot to be said about this. Please leave your comments below. Let's see how this works out. I mean, hopefully, the immigration problem is solved. I really hope in the next couple of years we can get either Trump or DeSantis. DeSantis would be perfect for this nation. That's who's on my mind now. I'm thinking what's best for our nation. We got to get our country back. Vote by logic, not by emotion. Trump lost because you went by emotion. You hated his personality. Guess what? He got the job done. Most of it, and it would have been much better. Even for Black Americans, even though a lot of them insist he was still a racist. Christina Rizzo, thanks for tuning in. Pray for our nation, our brothers and sisters suffering under the name of Christ Jesus globally. Talk to you super soon.